You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Friday, August 31st, 2018, week 257. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
This is Destiny Pizza. Time for some Netflix recommendations. What's your recommendation, Mike?
Mine is Year One, a movie with Jack Black, Michael Cera, the comedy duo.
But no one talks about.
No one talks about, and the movie no one really talks about.
Yeah.
But I enjoy Jack Black. I enjoy Michael Cera. It's a very oddball. You don't really see a lot of movies like this. It's like a caveman times. Going through like biblical stories, I think, at some points. Interesting movie they made. And I like that. I like that duo.
Yeah.
I wish they did more movies together. But yeah, enjoy Year One. Go check it out.
Mine is Evan Almighty. Apparently, in week 88 of the podcast, I recommended Bruce Almighty. So I thought I'd recommend the sequel.
Gotta close it out, yeah.
Which
John Goodman's in it.
Yeah, and Steve Carell's in it.
Steve Carell is in it. He has a beard.
Yeah, so people think I'm biblical sometimes. Don't watch a movie where he is, I guess. I don't know. This is a weird movie to me because it's like Noah's Ark.
Yeah, it's very, very strange. I mean, Bruce Almighty makes sense. He gets the powers of Morgan Freeman's God.
Yeah.
And then he does stuff. Evan Almighty's like, he built an ark.
Which is strange, because, and then like, well, my whole thing with the Noah's Ark myth is he ages.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be like 500 years old or something.
Yeah, something like that.
And then like, someone I know near and dear was like, see, that's why we need to go on like an old school diet.
Yeah.
Just because they live that long. And I'm like, okay, guy.
That'll work.
That's exactly. You're the first person to have thought of that.
Yep. Well, there's a thing called the caveman diet or whatever.
Yeah, but no, you have to go on the biblical diet.
Yeah, you'll really live to 500 and you'll be all right.
That's Old Testament, right?
I think that's, yeah.
Yeah, you go on the Old Testament diet, so like no tattoos.
That's part of the diet?
You have to live like by the rules of Leviticus. Like,
yeah.
So like no shellfish, no animals with cloven hooves.
Well, you need a...
Like no mixture of grains.
But you need like to completely control the environment then, because then... Like the air is different.
Yeah.
So I feel like.
So good luck.
Yeah. And it wouldn't happen.
Who wants to live to 500?
You wouldn't live that long.
In this climate? Who wants to live to 500?
Yeah.
I guarantee that person's going to kill themselves before they live to 500.
Yeah. I mean, people can't stand the world now when they become like
30.
30. You imagine how they're going to feel when, if you're like 500?
They become like 430.
You're like, I hate all of you so much.
Back in my day,
the internet was still new.
Yeah.
Like, what's the internet?
It'll be the worst.
Or we'll have like destroyed ourselves and they'll be like, I'm so far advanced. I used to have so much technology and you guys are just like hunting.
Yeah.
And gathering.
And like, you look like a caveman.
Yeah.
Let's go through what's on Netflix today,
all
Mike.
Right. All right. Today is Inside the Criminal Mind, the law of laws. I'm already at the second one. Screwing up. The Laws of Thermodynamics, Ozark Season 2, Paradise PD, The Comedy Lineup.
Part 2.
Ultimate Beastmaster, Survival of the Fittest, and Undercover Law. And tomorrow, the beginning of the month, there are a lot of new releases. First one is 10,000 BC, another Cinderella story, Assassins, August Rush, Bruce Almighty's back again.
There we go.
Delirium. Bear Game, Groundhog Day, King Kong, La Cathedral del Mar. It's a Netflix original. It's got a little synopsis for it, so I'll read that. In 14th century Barcelona, a serf's determined climb to wealth and freedom incurs the disdain of the noble class and the suspicion of Inquisition. And then
horrifying.
Yeah, Martian Child is also on. And Monkey Twins, another Netflix original. Monkey Twins is inspired by cone dance drama and Thai martial arts. A fighter scarred by the past joins forces with a determined cop to battle an organized crime ring. Mr. Sunshine, another Netflix original. It's going to be streaming every Saturday, and it's about a young boy who ends up in the U.S. after the 1871
Shin Miyango incident.
returns to Korea at a historical turning point and falls for a noble woman.
That's crazy because I think that might be the first time we discovered Korea. The first time anyone outsourced.
1871?
I think it's around that time. It's like surprisingly late in history that we like first discovered Korea. Yeah,
that's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're probably just like...
Like, dude, we're just chilling over here.
Yeah. I wonder if they ran across Koreans, but like, they didn't even know they were Koreans in like other countries at the time. Maybe.
Well, probably like China and stuff.
Yeah. I'm like, they couldn't tell.
Yeah. They're like, oh, you guys just look like those other funny looking fellas.
Yeah.
Everyone's.
And they talk like that and they're like, why do you have that kind of accent? And I don't even know what that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
It's called ignorance.
It's called ignorance. It's an ignorance accent. Nacho Libre is also on Netflix. Pearl Harbor. Scarface. And Sisters, another Netflix original. It says, the synopsis, her dad's deathbed confession leads Julia to discover she has more than 100 brothers and two sisters, troubled TV star Roxy and uptight lawyer Eddie.
That's it? Like, she has 100 brothers?
Wow.
Man, that guy's, people are praying for that kind of percentage.
Yeah, that's crazy. Anyways, and Spider-Man 3 is on Netflix. Stephanie, Summercatch. Sydney White, The Ant Bully, The Breakfast Club, The Cider House Rules, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, The Keeping Hours, The River Wild, The Texas Chainsaw Massacre, The Beginning, 2 Weeks Notice, and Unforgiven. And then on Sunday, Disney's Lilo and Stitch, Disney's The Emperor's New Groove, Maynard, and Quantico Season 3.
Awesome. How was your breathful 2 weeks, Mike?
2 weeks. Let's see what I did these couple weeks. Let's see. Oh, I went rock climbing last week.
Nice.
Which was fun.
You go with Usher?
Yeah. Nice. He had a free guest pass. So I think he gets like one a month or something. But rock climbing is really tiring. Like, yeah. I hadn't gone in such a long time.
How long did you guys go for?
Oh, we're probably like an hour, hour and a half. That's at the
long
most.
Time.
But like, when you add it with the climbs, because there were three of us, so they probably did like four, maybe five.
I think last time we did it, if you did it the same time I did it last with you,
yeah,
we were like children where I think we don't hurt.
Yeah, true. You have all the stamina, like
you're like a 14-year-old stamina.
I scrape my knee a little bit
and it just didn't heal for 3 days.
I was like why how did I hit my knee? And I don't know, like I just got hurt in ways I'm like, I shouldn't be hurt doing this. But yeah, it's a lot more tiring than when I did last, so that was interesting. But it's really fun.
Mm-hmm.
I like doing that. Then we grabbed sushi, which was good.
Nice.
Then what else have I done? Let's see. Oh, my credit card information got stolen like this last 2 weeks. Really sucked.
Yeah.
It was like somebody was just like, I had my physical credit card, but I think someone must have swiped or something. They're just making random $75 charges at gas stations.
Weird.
So I think that's like the max or something, but they were just doing it all like in Anaheim and Garden Grove at random places.
Huh.
It was really weird. I went to the Rams.
Oh, that was yesterday, right?
Yesterday, yeah. We went to the Grand Central Market.
Nice.
Yeah.
Where do you guys eat?
Yeah. We didn't eat there, though.
Oh, man.
We just went to the brewery. We grabbed some at Golden Road.
Oh, nice.
In there. So.
There's a lot of good food in there. You can eat for days.
Yeah.
Is that sticky rice, I think it's called?
Yeah.
That place is really good.
Place in there. Yeah, so we just parked there, and then we Ubered to the game, nice. Whatever. But yeah, that was a good place to check out beforehand, because my dad got these, like, tickets,
mm-hmm.
season tickets, so he's trying to figure places to take customers and stuff. So that was a cool place to check out. Yeah,
there's so much food.
There's so much food everywhere. So it was pretty cool. I'd never been there before.
Even vegan ramen is there.
Yeah,
ramen.
They got like anything right you can
anything
think
you
of,
can think of.
It's like, oh, there. We got this here.
Yeah.
And then they got the giant egg slut line.
Yeah,
that's just like, always everyone's in.
Actually,
that line.
When I went, there was no line.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that line's crazy. It's just like, what's this line for? It's just like everyone's in that line. Yeah. So we did that. We went to the game. It was preseason, so it was like whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But that was still fun. What else have I done? Trying to think. Let's see. I'll try to think of something else. What did What have you been up to these last couple weeks? I know you went to Orlando.
Yeah, I saw Hasan Minhaj.
Nice.
That was awesome. Never seen that so many brown people in one place before. It's crazy.
And he just left The Daily Show.
Yeah, we saw him the week before his last episode.
Did you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah.
Because he's got the Netflix show?
Yeah, so they're promoting that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went to like some breakfast place. We went to Salt and Straw before and then went to Hasan Minhaj and then we went to like some breakfast place in the middle of the night. Like, this is the third, it was the fourth week, I think, I went to LA in a row.
Yeah.
And I was like exhausted because I, for some reason, everything I do was on Sundays.
Yeah.
And so, of course, like week work sucks after
yeah,
that.
Yeah, the next Monday, you're like, Monday's hard enough.
But then Hasan Minhaj, it's a very informative comedy
mm-hmm.
where he's like, this is how likely you are to get killed by a Muslim terrorist. And so he's like talking about how he bought terrorism insurance for the whole audience just in case anyone died by terror. And it costs like 22 cents per person.
Yeah.
It's like so unlikely to happen.
Yeah.
And they talked about how often white people are terrorists and they just don't get covered as much.
And they don't like call that, terrorists a lot.
Yeah,
of times.
They're lone wolf always. It's like all these lone wolves are attacking.
Yeah.
So it was really, I'm excited to see that in some form, either on his show or I think, I don't know if it's a different special that he's going to be doing. And then, so like half of it was like information and the other half was like a traditional stand up routine. Mm-hmm. So that was really good. Then, I went to Orlando for a work thing, drank way too much, but didn't get sick the whole, well, I got like had hangovers, but it wasn't,
but
didn't
not
throw
like up. Sickness.
It was awesome. The first night we went to Steak in Disney Springs, which is like, I guess their version of Downtown Disney, which it means it's like five times as big as land.
Cause
doesn't cost anything.
Yeah.
And, so we go to Steak and that's like a club. / steakhouse.
Mm-hmm.
So that means music is obnoxiously loud while you're eating.
Mm-hmm.
Then across the way, there was a speakeasy. So we go into the speakeasy. After some misinformation, we go through this hallway to live music, which we thought was like 1920s live music, but it was like modern live music. Mm-hmm. And it's a full-on bar called the Edison, which was really cool looking.
Mm-hmm.
Not as cool as the Edison here, but cool. And I see this guy like kind of walking funny and he just throws
drunk.
Up all over the floor and then his friend is helping him and he throws up all over her back and then like they're like he's like staggering to the bathroom and it's amazing. So then I see people and they're starting to like try to sprinkle like wood shavings or whatever on top or sawdust and I see people slipping and I'm like oh there's puke, watch out. So they like walk away and I see another person slipping and I walk away and then I see a girl and she slips she's with someone slips keeps trying to walk slips again keeps trying to walk and then slips a third time and falls on her ass and there's like puke all up her dress and everything. It was amazing. I was like yelling so loud out of
my
joy.
Gosh.
I was like this is the best city in the world.
This should be a show right here.
Yeah, I was like this is the greatest thing and like people are getting pissed because like and the security is getting pissed back at them because they have to clean up all this puke. It was just an amazing time. And then just a lot of drinking and meeting potential customers and talking to people and everyone's like your dad is such a great guy. And then that was like 2 days of that and then 2 days later everyone's like to my dad like your son's such a great guy and I'm like yes,
nice validation. Nice. I did good.
I was like I did all right I guess. But yeah, like we would drink until like 4 a.m and then like go back to their room.
You can do that there? Orlando's like...
Well, last call, if you give the waitress a big enough tip, at last call, she will give you as many drinks
as
you
cool
want.
They're cool with it. Sweet.
So...
Good to know.
Not like past 2 a.m., but they'll just give you like 30 drinks.
You'll be able to like
at last
stack
call.
Up. And you could still hang up there, hang out there.
Yeah, you just have a bunch of drinks in front of you.
Okay.
But then there would be like six of us.
Yeah.
So yeah, you'd just be there talking over drinks.
Yeah.
And then like you're like, okay, see you guys at 7:30 for meetings. So that was annoying.
See you in a couple hours.
And I'm like, God, what is happening to me?
I can't handle this.
And by like the second day, I was like, my liver is shutting down, I think. Like
something's wrong.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I did. Got back on Wednesday. Had to go to work Thursday and Friday. And then tried to relax as much as possible this last few days, but it's just impossible. Crazy. I just don't believe in it.
Oh, I had a weird thing happen at work. I got locked in my work bathroom.
Nice.
On Friday. It was terrible.
Yeah.
I was stuck in there for like half an hour. Because like the lock got like jammed in. It's like a one-person bathroom. Like the lock got jammed in there. So I had to get them to hand me a screwdriver and like undo the whole lock and stuff.
Yeah.
It was terrible.
What time on Friday?
It was like 1:30.
Okay, so it's not something. Like 4 yeah, o'clock.
I know. Right? I was like, I'm glad I brought my phone in here because like otherwise I'd just be banging on that door and saying, "Let me out." But yeah, it was awful. It's getting hot in there. It was bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, that happened to me. I was like, oh gosh, it's not good. I'm hoping this doesn't happen right before I have to leave because
that would be miserable.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything else going on this week? Oh, there's another mass shooting, I guess.
Yeah, there's one in Florida at a Madden tournament or something.
Yeah, that was crazy. Apparently it was somebody in the tournament who lost. That was the person who shot, and I think he killed himself, too. I was like, that's nuts.
What a coward.
Like, what the hell? Like, who
there's a video of it.
Yeah. Oh, really? Oh, that's terrible.
Nope. Looks like there's no video of it.
There may be, but not that anybody wants out there. That's pretty nuts.
Someone commented on Reddit, this might be the lowest point we've reached thus far in terms of motives behind mass shootings.
Yeah, that's like the worst thing I've ever heard. It's something so innocuous, like something so...
Four dead, 11 injured.
Man. That keeps happening.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's it.
I don't know. Yeah. Think anything
I got
else.
A Werewolf Legacy. There's a new Werewolf game that came out. I forgot I pre-ordered it.
Yeah, we got to do another game.
Yeah, we need to play Pandemic, and we need to play another game session of other games.
Yes, we need to do like strictly a game.
Night. Or day.
Yeah. Maybe we should find a way to do Pandemic early and then make it also the game night.
Yeah, but then
time.
When we play Pandemic and win, then we just want to keep playing.
We always want to keep going, yeah.
Because we're like, we can't stop. And then if we lose, we want to keep going.
Yeah. True. We always want to get in as much as we can, Pandemic-wise.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll figure something.
Maybe now that Doctor's back. Oh, I tried a sushi place.
Oh, yeah?
In Mission Viejo. It was really good.
Was it good? Where is
Terra,
it?
Terra. Next to Flippin' Pizza.
Okay.
They have like a bunch of different vegetarian menu items. Nice. So I was like, hell yeah. Let me try all these.
Nice.
So I'm very happy with that.
Good to know.
Yeah. So if you're in the area, try Terra Sushi. They didn't pay me to say that. They should.
Advertising.
Though. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.